What an incredible story, the greatest story ever told, the greatest moment in that story ever told. This is Resurrection Sunday. So I have a question for you. Have you ever done, hands up if you've done an escape room. Who's done an escape room here? A few people, a couple of people, fantastic, yes, yes, love it. So an escape room is you get locked in a room. And you pay for the privilege of being locked in a room. And you have to solve lots of clues and riddles to escape from that room in a certain amount of time. Now, the thing about that, the clues sometimes are confusing. There is always a moment in an escape room where you think, am I ever gonna get free? And there's a moment of fear that sets in. It's confusing. You're afraid. Are you going to escape? And then you eventually, just in time, unlock the door with your teammates and you are free. It is exciting, it is terrifying, it is sometimes confusing, but when you escape, it is always joyful. Now, the resurrection story is the greatest escape room ever. So we have our resurrection escape box and we have four padlocks. So we have four different clues. Are you up for solving the mystery of the resurrection escape room today, St. Andrew's Church? Yes, fantastic. That was, it must be Resurrection Sunday because that was more enthusiastic than I was anticipating. So well done, team. Here we go. Okay, so we have four different colored locks. And I think we found four different clues earlier. So I'm going to ask my assistant, Min, to help me. Now, who's got a clue that's green? Has anyone got a clue that over here? So Lexi's got the green clue. Let's see if this green key here on the communion thing unlocks it. So take it to Lexi, unlock it. And Lexi, I need you to tell me, what is your picture? What's your first picture here that's green? Someone's running. Let's see if that is the first clue. Lexi, can you unlock the first lock? Drum roll, please, St. Andrew's, on your knees. Here we go. Here we go. Is it the first clue? Yes! Round of applause for Lexi. The first clue is running. Running is our first clue. Because in the resurrection story, do you know, there's more running in the resurrection story than anywhere in all of the Bible. Mary Magdalene runs to Peter and John, who writes this story. And they run to the tomb. And John, who writes this story, thinks it's important to tell everyone that he beat Peter to the tomb. I mean, why not? He won the race. Let's tell all of the world in the greatest story ever told that John won the race. And they run to the tomb. They find the stone rolled away. John looks inside. Slightly older Peter comes bowling in afterwards, gasping for breath. He kind of probably elbows John in the ribs and says, "Can't believe you beat me. I'll get you next time." But he, John, stays on the edge of the tomb. But Peter goes in. And then after that, John goes in. There is so much running in the resurrection story because nobody expected to find no body. Nobody expected to find no body on this day, the third day after Jesus died. They expected to go and mourn and weep and cry, and there was no body. Today reminds us that death has been swallowed up in victory. And Mary and the disciples run headlong into the resurrection mystery. They will come to realize something incredibly special and forever about this story. That there is nothing, nothing in all the world that can separate us from the love of God. That's the most important thing about the resurrection story. No height, no depth, no width. Nothing in all creation can separate us from God's love. Because Jesus has defeated death. Jesus has defeated sin. Jesus has defeated all evil. As he lay in that tomb, all of that laid in the tomb, Jesus wasn't simply resuscitated. Certainly not after death by crucifixion. That really would be the stuff of fairy tales. No, Jesus has gone through death and out the other side into a glorious victory. John saw the linen clothes. John saw the bands that were wrapped in Jesus, were used to wrap Jesus' body, and the headpiece folded on the side. And it's like death, and it's like it had collapsed in on itself. That's how John describes it. Death has collapsed in on itself, and a whole new life has emerged like a butterfly emerging from a cocoon. Today, St. Andrew's, is a day of running. It's a day of joy where we ultimately discover, like the story, that we run towards the resurrection. We will always meet a God who runs towards us. The resurrection tells us that God is always running towards us with his love. So, back to our escape room resurrection story. We have unlocked one lock. Has someone got a clue that is blue? If you've got a clue, fantastic. Let's see if we can unlock. This is the blue clue with the blue lock. Let's hope it works. Drum roll, please, St. Andrew's. Here we go. Yay, round of applause. Shushy, what have we got? What's our clue? What does it look like? Yeah. Sitting down thinking, maybe looks a bit sad, bit of weeping there, some blue tears. There we go. So we have Mary. Round of applause for Aaron and family for unlocking that clue. Our second clue is Mary's tears. She weeps at the empty tomb. The disciples have run off and everyone's running and it's all a bit crazy, but Mary stays. And she weeps at the tomb. And she peers in again. And she sees two angels. At the cross, Jesus died between two criminals. Between the empty gravestones sit two angels. And then she turns round. And in her weeping, she asks a gardener where they've put Jesus' body. And then Jesus, in that amazing moment, isn't it incredible? Jesus speaks her name. And through her tears, she sees as if for the first time. This is a day of running joy, of course it is. But it's also a day that even in our tears and grief that we sometimes experience in this life, we can still declare that the tomb is empty. Jesus calls Mary's name, but asks her not to cling to him. This story is personal. It's for you, it's for me, but it's also for everyone. Jesus says to Mary, don't cling to me. Don't hold on to me because I'm going to your Father and my Father, and I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. And so that this resurrection story can be for everyone. Do you want to know something wild about this story? Who do you think the first apostle is? Anyone? The first apostle. Any clues? It is Mary. Mary is the first apostle. Not Peter, not John, not even Andrew, who this church is named after. It is Mary. Apostle means sent one. And Mary is sent by Jesus to tell the disciples the good news that he is alive. And so Mary, the first apostle, through her weeping, discovers joy, discovers the good news. If you know weeping, if you know grief, if you know sadness, the resurrection story is still for you. It's still true for you. And so, what is our third clue? Who's got a yellow picture? Yes, yellow picture over here. Okay, here we go. Is this the yellow clue? Will it unlock it? Drum roll, please, St. Andrew's. Yay, round of applause. What have we got? What is this? Unlock, fantastic. Round of applause for Amir. Here we go. Okay, it is a lock. It is a lock. And so that incredible moment, the disciples were locked away. They were no doubt afraid, scared, and seemingly without hope. Their teacher, their Messiah, who they followed and loved, was gone. They thought he was going to free them and all of Israel. But he dies on a cross. And if you were here on Good Friday, we reflected on what that would have meant. That would have meant that Jesus was a failed king, a failed Messiah. But on this Resurrection Sunday, we acknowledge that it's so easy to experience unexpected disappointment and to be afraid of failure in this life. It comes to us all at different times. And in these times, our hearts can become like a locked room, not experiencing the freedom and forgiveness of Jesus. But today reminds us that Jesus comes right into the midst of these rooms of fear and disappointment, where we lock our hopes away because we are afraid and seemingly without hope. And he shows them his wounds. And he speaks words of peace and freedom over them that they long to experience. Thousands, generations before Jesus was born, as Isaiah said thousands of years ago, by his wounds we are healed. By his wounds we are healed. So if we experience disappointment, even if we experience failure, we can still know healing and forgiveness because of this incredible resurrection story. Okay. And so, what is... Oh, I've lost my place. And so let's see what our last clue unlocks. It's red. Has anyone got anything red on their last clue? What is our last clue? Here is our last clue. Fantastic. Let's go. Let's see if this is the last clue. Final drum roll, St. Andrews. Make it a good one. Yay, round of applause. What is our last clue? It's a hand, and the little red dot is representative of Jesus's wounds. So on Resurrection Sunday, we look to the risen and wounded Jesus Christ for new life. These wounds bring us new life. And it's for us, and it is for all of creation, past, present, and future. This story is always true for every generation, because it unlocks life and joy and goodness. The life that the resurrection offers is sweet. So on Resurrection Sunday, we look to the joy and the life that Jesus brings. Jesus' resurrection life, who has beaten every enemy, even death, who comes to each and every one of us and calls us by name, even when we experience the tears and sadness of grief, and who unlocks our hearts, replacing our fears and failures with joy and renewed hope. So on this Resurrection Sunday, shall we pray? Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that in your resurrection, death is defeated. And for those of us that might have grown tired or weary, I pray that we would know that even in that, you run towards us. Maybe this story has grown faint in our lives and our hearts. I pray by your Holy Spirit, you would renew the hope of it now. And we would know that Jesus, our risen Savior, runs towards us. And we can run into this story with confidence because of what you have done. Thank you that death is swallowed up in victory and through your sacrificial love. And that by your wounds, even with our fears and failures and tears, you come into the midst of it all and show us through your wounds your love. We thank you that you bring us peace, hope, and everlasting joy. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen.